Boker Tov Rabotai, it is the 12th day of the Omer, and we are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the 9th and final parak of Kilayim at Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah, Mitbachot Hayadayim, hand towels, Mitbachot Hasfarim, wrappings for Sfarim, for Sifrei Torah, or for a Megillah, or a scroll similar, Miftachot Hasfag, and bath towels, Ein Behem Mishim Kilayim. These do not have kilayim, as these items are not worn. You don't get benefit through wearing them, but merely through drying off your hands or covering your sfarim or your megillot. Rabbi Elazar, says it's aser. He says you can't make these items out of shatnez because sometimes you do warm yourself up, maybe with a hand towel that's warmed up, or maybe after the bath, someone knocks on the door and you wrap up in the towel. It was the famous story of Hillel and the man who tried to get Hillel angry by asking silly questions, and Hillel was bathing Erev Shabbos, and he kept coming to the door in the towel, so that was could not have been a shatnez towel. So that's why Rabbi Elazar says you can't do that kind of thing with shatnez. Mitbachot ha-saparim, the Mishnah continues, the towel for the sapar, it's not a svarim, but the saparim is the hair cutters. So this is not actually a towel, but some sort of apron or bib that the barber would put on the one getting the haircut to catch the hair, asuri mishum kilayim. You cannot make that according to everybody and anybody. All the sages agree you can't make this out of kilayim since it is not a clothing, but it is worn to protect the clothing from falling hairs. Then a person gets hana, enjoyment, through wearing such an item, so it can never be kilayim according to everyone. Mishnah Dalid, tachrichei hamet, the shrouds of a deceased, Umardat shel hamor, or the saddle blankets for a donkey, ein behem mishum kilayim. There's no problem of kilayim. These things could be made, even lechatchila, out of kilayim. We know that a met, once a person is nifter, after me'ev esrim, or more, God willing, that they're potter from the mitzvot, they're chofshi, they're on vacation from mitzvot, so the iser of kilayim would not apply to the shrouds they're wearing because they're not even wearing. There's no hana, there's no physical benefit from these shrouds either. I mean, I believe that's the answer of the Rashba. So it's no issue. There's no physical hana and there's no iser of being in the mitzvot. Famously, there's a debate about if the met is buried in a talit, should the talit have all the tzitzit? Or maybe it's log the rosh, maybe it's not a good idea. Some people have the minag, they cut off some of the tzitzit. There's a Maisa of the Gra who asked to be buried in a talit mitzuyetzet, which had all four tzitzit, and something happened where it ended up. The Chevra Kedisha ended up making the tzitzit puzzle, making the talit puzzle for the Gra. So some people say that's a raya, that they should just follow the minag. So I mean, it depends what the minag is. So it's a tzorchion, and it's more than we have time for here today, but there is a discussion about not just the kilayim, but about tzitzit for a burial. The Mishnah continues, lo yitana mardat al katefu, but since you can make this mardat, the saddle blanket that's merely sat upon, it's not used for sleeping or wearing or covering, since it is kilayim, lo yitana mardat al katefu, you can't put it on your shoulder. Can't put it on your shoulder as like padding or a barrier, afilu lahotzi alei hazevel. Even if you're carrying out some dung or some trash and you just want some padding or something to protect your shoulder temporarily, you cannot use the mardat for this because typically a mardat could be made of kilayim and usually even was made out of kilayim. And the donkey who's wearing it really doesn't care. He's a donkey. But we do care because we're human beings. So even on the shoulder to take out zevel, we do not wear mardat because it's got kilayim. Shkoyach Rabosai.